Buddha said, recognize all living beings as your mothers. Recognize means, well, they are our mothers. We can take this teaching in two ways. If we're new, we can think, okay, so then I'll try to just think like this. I'll believe this because I think it's going to help me just to see people as a kind mother. But we can prove that too. All living beings are our mothers, and as we shall see, we can establish that beyond any doubt. So why is Buddha saying this? Why is Buddha encouraging, of all the things we could do, of all the different ways we could look at people, why is he saying, recognize them as your mothers? I think there are many levels to this teaching, and because this is a short course, we can't go into much depth, but I think what we can say is, excuse me, tablet has gone off. What we can say, what is a mother? What does it mean to think of someone as your mother? Maybe we think it's somebody who's given birth to me in this life, somebody who is female and has given birth to me in this life. Well, this is a very small and narrow concept of mother. I believe what Buddha is saying, if we think deeply about the nature and function of a mother is a giver of kindness. This is the real nature of a mother, a giver of kindness, giving us life and giving us much more besides, as she cherished us in her womb and after birth and so forth. Showing kindness, giving kindness. I believe if we think deeply about the essence of motherhood, we will come to this conclusion. But maybe we're thinking, oh, hang on a minute, what are you talking about? You haven't met my mother. So maybe we think, this doesn't actually fit in with my experience of my mother, never mind anyone else. Maybe we think our mother is not kind. Never mind here, we seem to be saying a mother is a paradigm of kindness. And you think, well, maybe you're thinking, based on my experience, that doesn't seem to be the case. In fact, maybe you think your mother is unpleasant. Maybe you think your mother is hostile or cruel or whatever. We have all kinds of different perceptions. Some people are very close to their mothers and others aren't. How do we deal with that? How do we reconcile that with what Buddha is saying? Where he's saying, see everyone as your mother. The answer is that these perceptions we have of our mother as possessing faults, not being kind, not being helpful, maybe being hostile and so forth, these perceptions are projections from our mind. That mother that we normally see does not exist. This is, you know, our mind is all the time under the influence of what we call delusions. Sometimes slight influence, sometimes very strong influence. There are three principal delusions: desirous attachment, anger or hatred, and ignorance. These delusions and all their permutations function pretty much all the time in our mind. These are, we call them delusions because they're distorted states of mind. Okay, this is quite important, and it's maybe something we haven't thought about much, but we are continuously under the influence of distorted states of mind. Minds that distort reality. Minds that prevent us from seeing the way things really are.